I'd ask you about Henry first of all, mate. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, just the concern from you guys when you saw it and what's kind of the latest?
Yeah, yeah. So he's gone to hospital. So he's having scans, having all those medical procedures done. So once we know more, we'll know. But yeah, it looks like his chances are his nose is. Will be pretty sore, so we'll just have to wait and see and assess. So I don't have any more information for him. I apologise, but yeah, he's he'll be pretty sore.
What was your reaction?
I was upstairs, and as soon as I saw, I started to run downstairs because that just looked sickening, and you could see the concern on the lads' faces, and so that's a worry. You know, that first and foremost, his health is the absolute priority. It's a at the end of the day to come and create. So hopefully he'll be okay. He's at the hospital at the moment. We'll just have to wait and see.
I should know this off the top of my head, but when you and Tugger kind of collided, was it your nose that was broken?
Stephen's nose was broken. My wrist and tibia. So yeah, it was a pretty horrific collision. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I was going to ask what it's like that broken nose, but
I don't know. I haven't.
From the games kind of perspective, disappointing, another loss, probably bottom of the table again, kind of tough to take, mate.
Yeah, disappointment. We obviously didn't score enough runs. It's been a tough week for us. We didn't get the rub of the green because both games, the toss was absolutely crucial, and so we're on the wrong side of that both games. But having said that, you still got to go out and do your job. And I was really pleased with our intent with the bat. We went out there to try and take the Victorian bowlers on, and on another day, we're getting 350 plus. Just didn't work out today. But as I said to the boys, I said, we don't want to lose our intent. Some days you play and it doesn't quite come off. And today was a day. But we still scrapped the 230. And I thought Harry Nielsen was outstanding. Nathan McSweeney set the tone up top when he came in. And Harry Conway supported Harry Nielsen. So, we scrapped and fought our way to 230-odd. We knew we were under. But on another day, if we show that positive intent, we're scoring in well in excess of 300. So I don't want us to lose that intent.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, and then with the ball, we hung in there. I thought we bowled really well. I thought the seamers were excellent. We thought it would offer spinners a little bit more than the surface than it actually did. So that was a bit disappointing. But so it was tricky conditions for the boys. But I was really pleased with the way Popey and Benny went about it, stuck to their guns. But ultimately we just didn't quite have enough runs. But I love the fact that I know Victoria were going hard to get the bonus point, and that gave us a little window of opportunity. I was really pleased with the attitude and effort. So we just kept coming in, the bowlers kept charging in. It was great to see.
First time I'd seen John Buckley bowl, but he's got some serious wheels. He must, that's a real prospect for him.
Yeah, he's a lovely young bowler and a great kid, very competitive, and to come out, got his first wickets in this competition. It's only his second game, so for him to, get those wickets was really satisfying. Be nice in a win, but look, he really proud of how he went about it. So.
Where's he at with the Shield stuff? Obviously, didn't play the last game. Was that because you got three other pretty good quicks?
Or? Yeah, so the three quicks, and we've also got, obviously, Liam Scott played, and that gives us depth with our batting. So, look, Jordan's well in the mix. He's close to selection. He's pretty disappointed to miss out. Those all players are, as I said, you're the 12th man, you're really close. Mm-hmm. And, unfortunately, the previous game, our bowling group, Agar, McAndrew and Doggett did a wonderful job. And they're all leading the competition. Mm-hmm. So it does make it a bit tough. There's a bit of a selection squeeze. Mm-hmm. We've got a number of bowlers. So, Harry Conway's bowling well. Henry Thornton's bowling well. Mm-hmm. David Grant's bowling well. Unfortunately, can't fit everyone in. But Jordan is very close. And, obviously, with the injury to Liam Scott, that may open a window or open a door for him. So we'll just have to wait and see. But look, he's bowling well. He knows he's bowling well. And sometimes you just have to wait for that opportunity. And as I explained to him, a bit like an opening batter or a top order batter, if the guys above are scoring runs, I suppose you keep performing. You just have to wait until that opportunity presents itself. It's not the automatic, oh, I'm bowling well, I have to play. It's, well, sometimes you just have to bide your time.